Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking about knowing your worth. Really ask yourself, what does self-worth mean to you? What comes to mind when you listening, think of self-worth and what's in mo most important to you and your soul. Having self-compassion and self-love. And when I think of self-worth, I think of setting boundaries. My time is really important to me, and if you have friends that will ask for your help and take a whole day away from something that you could have accomplished, you need to learn to set boundaries. And I set time boundaries, and I'll help my friends, but I'll say I have an hour on Tuesday or 2 hours on Thursday. And that way you can help your friends or help a colleague, but still have a time limit of a boundary that keeps you busy in your life with what you need to get done. It helps with your emotional health, your spiritual health, and even your physical health. You can never get that time back. So if you do have someone that will suck all of your energy and all of your time, learn to set some boundaries because then you could be working out during the time, you could be working on a project or whatever you love to do. So life is all about a balance and realizing your own self-worth and in time and setting boundaries in different areas of your life is so important. And really, if you don't know what's most important to you, focus in your heart and go inside and do a self-evaluation of, what are your soul goals? What does integrity mean to you? What does it mean to have self-worth? And like I said, setting healthy boundaries helps every area of your life because you can never get that time back. Emotional, mental, and physical well-being. And boundaries can be too if you have someone that is passive-aggressive or narcissistic in your life and they put you down all the time and make you feel bad. Limit the time that you're around them. And with a narcissist, stop reacting to them. Silence can be golden. Or if they say something offensive that offends your self-worth, ask them, why did you say that to me? And pause and just look into their eyes, and it will make them uncomfortable. And what this stops from happening is you stop feeling drained, you stop feeling stressed and overwhelmed, because if you have a friend or relative or spouse or colleague that's a narcissist that will drain you to exhaustion and being overwhelmed, if you stop emotionally reacting and keep your personal power, you're owning your self-worth. And you can just pause and look at them and say, what made you say that to me? What did you mean by that? And don't raise your voice. And then 9 times out of 10, they'll drop it and move on. So, like I said, really start noticing what relationships. Obviously, if it's a colleague and you have to work, you can be professional and still set boundaries on your time and on your emotions. And stop reacting to people that try to push your buttons because all it does is drain you, and it's like giving them part of your energy. You've only got so much energy in your battery pack. Save that energy for you and just realize that they can't really affect your soul. You own your own self-worth. And you listening, have you ever asked yourself what matters most in your relationships? What matters most in your professional life? And I always do a monthly evaluation. And if you're going through a tough time, you can really sit down and journal and ask yourself, what matters to you And what aren't you getting done that you need to get done? And write down some things that you can set some limits and some boundaries around, different relationships, different people. And you really need to value your time because you can't get it back. Once a day is done, that day is gone forever. So evaluate what's most important to you. Ask yourself what your values are, who's more aligned with you. And when you do set boundaries, communicate it. If someone is used to walking all over you or having you help them for an entire day when really you only were supposed to be over there for an hour, communicate clearly. I have 2 hours on Tuesday that I'm happy to help you, but I have a lot of things this week that I need to get done. And then really stick to and be consistent in your boundaries. And if you really don't even have 2 hours, learn to say no and just tell them, thanks for asking and thinking of me, but I'm not available. And don't give an excuse. Learn to simply say no. And that's valuing yourself in your time. And that time you could be getting a massage, you could be working on a project, like I said, or meditating or doing something that you enjoy. So learning to say no is an important thing to keep your personal power and to own your self-worth. So take time to do self-care. And even if you have to get up a half hour early so that you can meditate, meditation helps you connect back with your soul. And like I said, your well-being is most important, your emotional health, your physical health, and there's only so many hours of the day, so move your body, get out in nature, meditate, get a massage, do self-care, whatever it takes for you to have the most energy in your body to get your goals accomplished step by step, day by day. And if others don't respect their boundaries, limit the time you spend with them. But be consistent in setting your boundaries. If you say, I've got 2 hours on Tuesday, and you go over at noon, you start getting your coat on at 2 o'clock and just stick to your boundaries. And if you're wishy-washy, you won't gain any ground and you'll keep being drained by other people. And owning your own emotional integrity and your own energy by not reacting to people that try to guilt you, shame you, or cut you down. Just asking the question, you know, why did you say that to me? Keeping a cool head and going within, pausing and taking a deep breath. So please yourself first. It's not selfish. It's part of owning your own self-worth and knowing what you want, making your goals happen, getting your projects done first. So it's all about a balance and really evaluating your time, what you do every day, and how you feel with different groups of people. Like I said, your time is precious because you can't get it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. And own your self-worth. If someone disrespects you, don't allow it. Don't be around them or ask them why they said that to you and just pause and look at them and make them uncomfortable. They don't have to take your peace away if you own your emotional intelligence. And I always do affirmations, and I am is so powerful. You are declaring for yourself. So you listening, write down on a piece of paper after this podcast, I am, and fill out 7 things that you identify with in the I am phrase. It could be a powerful manifester for your life for 2025. And I wrote just a quick affirmation for today. Here's my I am for today. I am loved. I am divine. I am worthy. I am what I say I am. And what I mean by that, if you want to be a successful writer, I am a successful writer. Grab out of the ethers, the blessings. All things are possible for you listening. You just have to declare it for yourself, take action toward it, and do it. Owning your own personal power and taking responsibility for your life, your time, your friends, or any changes. And if you're not ready to make the change that you know you need to make, go to counseling and get strong enough so that you can overcome your challenges. And then you're strong and brave enough and step through the change that you know and own the discomfort and feel it and step through it, because there's so many blessings on the other side. Inaction and lack of action, that's your personal responsibility. So if you're not happy, do the things to get strong enough to make the change in your life, to make yourself happy, because this is your life. Just like owning your self-worth, you need to own your life. So making decisions, thinking about all the possible outcomes for yourself, and journaling. I love to journal and meditate and ask your spirit guides for guidance. Ask your angels and archangels to surround you every day in every way. Ask your guardian angel for help and guidance. Have them give you nudges and inklings on what you should do. But ultimately, your life is your responsibility. So taking responsibility to make yourself happy and fulfilled. And owning your emotions. Like I said, if you're around passive-aggressive, narcissistic people that say, give you a backhanded compliment to try to push your buttons, if you take a deep breath and just let that negative, nasty comment fall to the floor, it's no fun for them anymore because they're not getting to you. They're not upsetting your inner peace. And peace is my word for this year, that I am not letting anyone or anything touch the peace in my soul. I'm going to own it. I'm owning my self-worth, and I'm owning my peace, and I'm owning self-respect, self-compassion, and you listening can own it too. So have perseverance, setting your boundaries, achieving your goals, taking back the time in your life for you, and not letting others shake you. No one else determines your self-worth. You determine what you want in your life, what you go after, and you can do anything you set your mind to if you never give up. If you learn from your mistakes and you keep going, you are a resilient soul that can persevere every single day you wake up. Keep trudging through. Failure teaches us what doesn't work, and then we can do what does work. So learning to say what you mean to people, standing up for yourself in a respectful way, staying calm, and owning and stepping into your soul's self-worth. You are divine. You have that divine spark within you. If you're upset, go in a meditation and sit in your heart and clear your energy and call the angels and archangels to help you and to give you love. And like I said, if you fail to meet your goals, try tomorrow and keep going. Know your self-worth. Know who you are. And like I said, no one can touch your soul. No one else determines how worthy you are. You are whole and complete at this very time. You don't need anything. You're already complete. And my dad always said, if someone's fighting with you or being ignorant and cutting you down, my dad always said to rise above it. Don't stoop to their level. Just let it go and walk away. Don't engage with them. So be honest with yourself and set boundaries and own who you are. And if you don't know who you are, do a self-reflection. Like I said, do the I am exercise and write down 7 things that you identify with for yourself. Give yourself self-love, self-compassion, and know your worth by aligning to your soul in meditation. The white light meditation of imagining a white beaming light going through the top of your head, through every chakra, and rooting down through the bottom of your feet really grounds you and aligns you with your soul. And like I said, realizing the divine that is within your heart. Shut your eyes and imagine sitting in your heart in that white divine light in your heart growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And you can handle anything. Stepping into your full self, your whole self, body, mind, and soul, all of you, realizing the empowered soul that you really are. That's who you are. So be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. And you listening can achieve anything you set your mind to. Do that self-evaluation. Write down your goals. Write down some little steps that you can do every day. And there are blessings. And there is unlimited, infinite possibilities for you listening. So reach out into the ethers and claim what's in your soul's path and what has your name on it. Wake up to the fact of your self-worth and that you are an infinite, empowered soul. And know how freaking awesome you are and own it. Having self-respect for yourself. You tell people how to treat you. If you stay in the room when someone is barraging you with cutdowns, you can take yourself out of the situation. Go for a walk. Go for a drive. Don't get in a screaming match with someone that's yelling at you. Take a deep breath. And you can ask them why they're saying that, and if they're being illogical, just leave. And then ask yourself, do you respect yourself? And if not, why? And what do you need to do? Do you need to go to counseling to realize your worth? And declare yourself worth. You can even just say, I am worthy of being respected and being treated well. And not allowing others to dump all their problems on you. You may have friends that call you every day and are always depressed. And have compassion for them, but have compassion for yourself first. And limit the time you're around draining people. And know that what you declare for your life, you make it happen. No one else. You have to do the work. You have to change. Who you are is who you say you are. So ask yourself, what do I want? Who am I? And really, it's a lifelong question that we ask ourselves. We're so busy taking care of everybody. We're working and all the things that life takes from us that really take, even if you have to get up a half hour early, meditate and ask, who are you? Who am I? And what do you stand for? And what will it take for you to acknowledge your self-worth? Now, I always do a meditation, and if you're driving, I know you can't do it. But if you can, I want you to sit in a comfortable chair and take your shoes off. Have your feet on the ground. And we're going to do a love meditation and be bathed in unconditional love. You're going to reclaim your own personal power through self-love and gain clarity. We're going to take 3 deep breaths and exhale loudly. Now imagine that every exhale we just did, that fear and anxiety left your body. You're relaxed. And peace is washing over you now. Any stuck energy is moving through your body, down to your feet, and into Mother Earth being released. That stuck energy doesn't belong to you, and you don't need to carry it anymore. Now see the Earth closing, and Mother Earth has taken it. Now we're going to go up your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees. You're relaxed, your thighs, your hips loosen, going up your stomach, and we get to your heart. I want you to put your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat. I want you, with your eyes shut, feeling your heartbeat, to imagine a white, bright light growing in your heart and expanding and opening your heart. You connect to the divine within your heart. You feel that light growing and even warming your hand, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You're loved. You feel unconditional love wash over you. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Light is coming through your body, waking up the divine within your soul. Your third eye pops open now, and knowingness washes over you. In this knowingness, you now know your worth. You realize you can do all things. You can manifest what your desires are. Holding these infinite possibilities for yourself in your heart, where you can always tap into them. Now I want you to go back to your heart, and I want you to feel loved. Unconditional love is growing in your heart and expanding in the white light. Realizing that you are divine, no one or nothing can determine your worth. You are worthy. You are divine. You are a worthy soul, exactly as you are right now. Step into your light and know who you really are. I want you to sit in this feeling of divine worth and self-worth. Now open your eyes and wiggle your toes and come back into the room. Here's a quote for today. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. And that quote's from Rumi. So knowing that you have infinite opportunities waiting for you to claim them. And today's Intuitive Heart Oracle card is Center Your Thoughts and Create Your Reality. Meditate for 10 minutes. If you could do anything, what would it be? Clarity brings your reality. Center your thoughts and create your reality. And I'm super excited. My book that I've been working on for a year, Hope Heals, Always Hold Hope in Your Heart, is now on Amazon. And I incorporated ways that you can have hope back in your life again and daily things that you can do to make your heart more hopeful. So you can check it out on Amazon.com. I appreciate it, and I appreciate every soul listening. And I'm doing this podcast to give you hope. And I want you to consider me a friend that wants the best for you always, and that I believe in you. But I'm not a counselor or a doctor. So if you're depressed, seek professional help and go to counseling. It shows how truly strong you are. And if you'd like to contact me, you can go to mbnelson09@gmail.com. Or if you want to check out what's happening with me, go to marybeth333.com. And as always, my books are on Amazon. And I thank you so very much for listening. And I really want you to know I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Happy New Year. And if you haven't yet, sit down and ask who you are, what you want, and do your seven I ams. And know that God loves you, and so do I, the healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.